Nugget!
Cat. Hey guys, welcome to the first interview episode of 51st Ghosts, where I interview people about their dating experiences. So if you made this far, thank you so much for listening. If you are thankful my horrible storyline is over, you're in luck, and thank you for sticking it out. So this is my first time interviewing someone, so I apologize if it is a train wreck. As always, if something triggers like a haunted memory from your past about dating and you want to email that in for me to read it, you can email me at ffgpodcast@gmail.com. So I'm here today with the ever talented, beautiful, and increasingly awkward Steph.
Hello.
Who is currently doing her makeup and claims she's not that femme. So that's fun.
Okay, you came over right after I showered. And this is your first interview, so this is going to set the tone. So maybe you want to be nice to me. I'm like taking your virginity, pretty much. You're going to be haunted by me.
Yep, Steph is my first time podcasting.
Just call it my first time.
Steph is my...
That clickbait.
Steph is my first time, so we're going to explore this experience together. This is Steph.
Hello.
Okay, Steph, so... Your story involves a girl trying to convert you to Jesus in the middle of sex.
I wish I could say, no, that's incorrect. But that's actually a very accurate way to describe it.
Yeah, that sounds like a great time. So take us back to the beginning. How'd you guys meet?
God, I hope she doesn't listen to this. So
that's been my hope throughout the entire time I've been recording.
I know. Well, then you'll have another podcast entirely, which is the people react. So.
Yeah. I actually was thinking about that, like the other girl's side's perspective.
Ugh. 4 years ago, when I was first coming to LA to see if I liked it to live in LA, you know, staying there for summers and everything, I never really did the dating apps. I had them in school, didn't really use them except as like something almost like a game between classes. And when I went out to LA, I wanted to get a feel for what the lesbian scene was like, because as I now know, the L word lied. But at the time, young Stephanie, first time in LA, had so much hope that was yet to be crushed.
Yeah, that's real.
But I don't even really use dating apps, even when I am in the mindset I'm going to use a dating app. So I matched with this one girl, and we started messaging, actually had really great conversations. And when I went back to Florida, she told me how she found out that I'm a YouTuber, and like this had to be a catfish. So I called her, because I'm ballsy, or at least I try to be. And I called her. We had like an hour and a half phone conversation, yada, yada, yada. And then that was it. We would like each other's Instagram photos. She would have a girlfriend when I would be single, and I would have a girlfriend when she was single. So we never dated, but we still stayed really good friends. Mm-hmm. And when I did move out to LA, whenever she needed something, I was there. Whenever I needed something, she was there. But it was almost one of those friendships where you can go a couple months.
That was probably a Maserati.
Well, we had one of those friendships that you could go a few months without seeing the other person and then pick up exactly where you left off and know this is a really good, genuine person that you care about.
Interesting. Okay, so far it sounds great. It sounds like you got lucky, you met someone really mm-hmm. cool online. That's a friend.
Yeah, and then I did notice over the 4 years, she was starting to become closer and closer with Nuggets.
That's Nugget the Munchkin Cat. You can follow him on Instagram. He's adorable, he's small, he's gray, and half the reason why I come over.
Yeah, he was weirded out by that girl.
Oh, if Nugget doesn't approve, guys, then you know.
Exactly. We were good friends. I noticed over the years how her Instagram started to go from more artsy-fartsy to more JC fan page. And by JC, I mean Jesus Christ.
Not NSYNC.
No, unfortunately, no. Yeah. I wish. That wouldn't have been nearly as bad. Or would it? I don't know. But I had recently gotten out of a breakup. It was the end of 2016, and she happened to be single, which that never happens when we're both single at the same time. So she asked if I wanted to go get coffee with her. We went coffee. It was going great. There were subtle, awkward moments where she would occasionally bring up her church and la la la. And I'm not against people who are religion. Oh my God, I am slacking my words.
Steph's been having a rough couple days, guys. We call her at a low point. We have lesbian L-word trivia.
Oh my God, now it's you too.
Yeah, you know, We're screwed. So tired. Guys, we went in big guns. Steph is like, I don't know, her brain is like a sponge or an AI thing. It like knows everything.
Sam built it.
Yes.
But yeah, so we are conversing. She's talking about religion, and I have so many friends who still identify with their religion, and I don't think that's bad at all. I just always think it's a little weird, not even with religion, but if people almost like turn to a community or a source to solve all their problems so they don't have to deal with it themselves. Yeah. I think that's bad regardless. Like, people can do that with video games or Pokemon cards, you know?
Just me? Okay. No, that last part might be just you. But yeah, no, it's a way of numbing and not having to deal with the real world.
Yeah. So every time she would bring up the Jesus thing, I would just, you know, have it blow over because we had so much in common before. And besides that, we went out. She met my friends. My friends thought she was cool. My friends, one of them got drunk and threw an orange peel at one of the go-go dancers at the Abbey and got kicked out. So the night ended early.
As it does.
Yeah. And then the next time we went out on a date, I think it was the next day, my friends were with us. My friends loved her. They were also a couple. We go out. It's fun. We come back. And as soon as we get back to my apartment, we just proceed to engage in the, how would you describe it?
The birds and the bees.
We started to fuck. So the sex is all right. Not that she's bad. It's just for me personally, I had just gotten out of a breakup. It was one of those reckless, I need to feel something. Right, so yeah. It's not like her fault. But yeah, we're having sex. It's going well. We took like a breather pause because we already had sex like twice.
Yes.
Took like a 3-minute break.
As lesbians do.
Yeah. Got some water. And she said how she really liked my friends. And I said, oh, that's great. My friends actually really liked you a lot. And she said, oh, it's probably because I have Jesus in me. And I was like,
that paints an image after sex descriptions.
Yeah, it's like, I was just in, you know, Jesus. And I just tried to have it blow over. I was like, okay, trying to ignore it. Then she tries to continue with the sex. And as we're continuing, she's like, you know, thrusting, going, you know, because when you have Jesus in you, you just, you know, you're more sure of yourself. You know what you're doing. There's no questions about who you are. It's just, you know, those people are the ones who are gonna make a difference. And I'm just like, I gotta go. And then she was like, you live here.
And just for the record, guys, Steph was definitely demonstrating thrusting motions for me. I really wish you could have seen it during that whole time.
Sorry, your eyes only, yes. Aww. After that, the next day, I met up with those same friends who thought she was great. We were at the gym. Talk about locker room talk. Instead of saying, I'm going to grab someone by the pussy, I said, we had sex and she told me about Jesus. And my friends, it literally was, I thought, going to be the reaction where they just laugh. You know what's really bad? When they don't just laugh.
Yeah.
They were just like, what? And doing the smiling, and then they would laugh. But one of my friends was obsessed with her. She said, give her another chance.
Oh, no.
I really liked her. I was like, I don't, it's not even another chance thing. It's like, once you have sex with a person once, if something goes wrong, like really wrong, like Jesus wrong, you can't unsee that for future opportunities.
Yeah.
So I went on a date with her to the Santa Monica Pier. I hate the Santa Monica Pier so much.
Why?
It's just so many people.
Okay.
I don't know the last time they cleaned those rides. I feel like I'm gonna like catch a cold every time I go there. But we go to the pier and we start talking, and she said, "Hey, I have a question for you."
No.
And I'm just like, please don't let it be about Jesus. Please don't let it be about Jesus. Please don't let it be about Jesus. Would you ever want to go to church with me?
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, God. And I replied with, you know, I'm a Jew, right? Even though I like to say I'm Jew-ish. Emphasis on the ish.
She doesn't have a menorah.
Okay, yes. But she said, yeah, I know, but, you know, Jesus loves everyone and la, la, la. And the Christian faith could really, like, maybe influence. Like, it's just, it's not even always about religion. You know it's a religion when the person comes up to you with the Bible in their hand and say, it's not a religious thing. It's about finding a community, feeling grounded, knowing who you are with Jesus. So she started like going off on that. I was like, I'll think about it. And I never responded to her and went out with her again. I somewhat ghosted her, but unfortunately the lesbian community is small.
Yeah.
So, I've seen her.
So you did like a little Holy Ghost thing and then you've run into her.
Oh yeah. The Holy Spirit. Mother Mary. And I think she got the message when I started making out with another girl in front of her.
Yeah.
And then we went on like a limbo of not talking. And I think and I hope that it is established we will never, ever, 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 ever engage in the coitus again. I don't do threesomes. I felt JC there. Not about it.
Yeah. I'm just imagining, like, what if it was NSYNC? And while she was fucking you, she was like, you gotta listen to NSYNC. Like, their earlier work is just so much better.
I'd be like, oh, girl, we can play it on my Spotify. Screw my sex playlist. We gonna go back.
Oh, gosh. When did this was the end of 2016 that this happened?
The end of 2016, beginning of 2017.
Okay, so around this time.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember because I was in a very interesting place during the end of my 2016. So I was sleeping with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know when she was in the calendar, because I know she wasn't the first or the second. I'm going to stop now.
I can edit that part out if you want.
But yeah, and we're like friends now, which is great because she really is such a sweet person.
Really? How did you go from like ghosting on her, making out with someone in front of her to being friends?
Here, let me like show you some texts. Well, she always occasionally sends me like novels.
Oh, wow.
I forgot to respond to that one. Just to say how grateful she is to have me in her life, which is, you know, very sweet.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. Wow.
Like,
wow.
Yeah, just...
Guys, they take up more than the phone screen. That was, again, Nugget.
Yeah.
Follow him on Instagram.
Hi, Nug.
Oh, no, you're not getting attention. Oh, come here.
But yeah, I mean, I'm trying to find the text where, like, we establish that we're going to be friends. Okay, we're getting there. Or is this me ignoring her? I can't tell. Hang on. Did I hook up with her in January? Okay, yeah, she took this picture of my cat, so it was in January.
See, Nugget was trying to remind you.
Oh, thanks, Nug. You the best. Okay. La la la. She's rooting for something. Talking about her day. What a week. Oh, this is where I'm ghosting. Like, hey, lady, I never heard back from you this past weekend. We should get together and talk if you're up for it. I would like... And she was like, oh, I think she knew the sex was not great. Because she even was like, if you're not up for it, I understand. But I'd like to. So I feel terrible. And, yeah, she gives me these updates. She sends me photos of, like, these babies she looks out for. She texts me, hey, Butte, my sister wants to do lunch with me. La, la, la. Are you free this weekend? La, la, la.
Just so you guys know, it's like several texts from her to Steph that Steph has not replied to, like, in a row.
I posted an Instagram photo, and I guess it was, it all it said was, the future's full of hope. And I was like, yeah, that's great. Apparently it was for the church.
Ah.
And she texted me a screenshot of that saying, my church isn't so bad. Super happy to see this post from you. Hope your day was well. So I'm like, oh God, she thinks I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
Oh, wait. So you posted something that was like about the future and it happened to be like something that her church made?
Yes!
Oh,
I know.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. Then she randomly sent me this long novel.
Oh, wow.
I had coffee with a friend last week. A very platonic straight friend of mine, just so I'm not, you know, jealous. Or I'm fine at this point. As we got into a conversation about multiple different topics. Multiple different
topics. Was that the topic itself was talking about multiple things at once?
Well, she gives examples. Oh. Relationships, loves, breakups, the bad, the good habits of men versus women, etc. The ever so popular comment of, men are stupid, I'm just gonna be a lesbian. That's my sister calling me, not now, Haley. La la la.
That sounds like one topic. That sounds like dating.
I mean, let's be honest. This is continuing. I'm skipping over that giant paragraph. I mean, let's be honest. Doubling your wardrobe is a perk, and we can go, oh my God, is this just about lesbians? I mean, it's not stopping. I mean, don't get me wrong. Dating as a lesbian does have its I didn't ask anything about this. I didn't ask any of this. I don't know why she sent that to me.
Steph literally had to scroll up like 3 times to get through this like thesis that this girl has written about lesbian dating. Though I have to say my wardrobe does not double when I date girls. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, and then she sends me stuff like, randomly, how are you? How's life? How was DC? Why were you there? I saw your Insta and all that looked so much fun. Are you back in California? So many questions. Haha, I didn't answer.
Was that one text?
No, oh, that one was.
Oh my God. All the questions were in one text.
And then I didn't answer. And then, I wasn't even ghosting her at this point because I don't want to ghost. I'm not that type of person. Mm-hmm. And I just literally forgot. I'm a bad texter. Then I guess I ran into her at the chapel.
And that is a bar in West Hollywood. It's not a religious...
But that's why she always goes.
Oh my God. That would make sense.
So she said, it was so good to see you. Have so much fun in New York. Didn't answer. December 13th. Hey, you. Hey. How are you? I'm in better. How are you? I could say I don't know why I'm always excited when I'm talking in her voice. I could say that feeling is mutual. I meant to text you the other day, but I've just been a bit reclusive. I wanted to check up on you since it's been a while, and I saw your post about going more private. Gave her a brief, like, I'm sorry to hear that you are as well. I'm not great at the moment, but what?
I'm just saying, like, oh God, this girl is, like, extra.
Yeah, this was, like, this past December. And I said, I'm not okay at the moment, but I know I'm going to be. What's been new with you? Think, you know, brief little thing like, this is my answer. This is my what's new.
Right.
She sends me this.
2 essays in a row. 2 essays.
I know that a lot's happened this year. People like to talk a lot, and I became a lot more involved in West Hollywood and people than I should have, which pulled me extremely far from my character. It's been a very drama-filled and cluttered year. The past 2 months, I've pulled myself out of it all, and really have started to find my way back to myself, which is nice, because I didn't realize how far I went missing. But I hope you know, you can always talk to me if you need it. I know we've been through a weird situation. It didn't have to be weird, girl. You made it weird. Jesus made it weird. But I hope you know you can always talk to me if you need it. I know we've been through a weird situation, but you and I also talked a lot during the time you were going through stuff a couple years ago. And I was also completely myself. ... I cherish that a lot. So really, outside of everything, like one-on-one, if you ever need anything, I'm always here. As far as what's new, just working a lot, church, I've had the stomach flu all day, trying to pick my camera up more and create. How about you?
Oh, wow. I mean, I feel like it has like a nice intention where it's kind of like, oh yeah, like I get it. But you know, like, okay, we went through a weird thing. We had sex and we tried dating a little bit and it didn't go weird. We were friends before. Let's try it. So I feel like there is a good intention, but like,
yeah, like she's definitely
so
not
excessive though.
That's the thing is I feel like sometimes people don't realize, or I feel like it can be an issue where if your biggest passion is not the person you are trying to court, if it's not their biggest passion, if you keep going on and on about it, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in situations where I dated a girl who definitely did not like theater, and I went on and on and on about the show called Sleep No More, how it's in take on Shakespeare's Macbeth, and it's in a 5-story hotel in Chelsea, and you all wear masks. It's an immersive theatrical experience set in a noir film X setting, and she was not about it. If I continue to push that, it will push her away.
Yeah, it's like a weird, I feel like it's a weird narrative that we've created in, like, society. That's like, if you keep trying for the girl, and if you keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, eventually she'll give in. And I feel like it's funny because I've been talking to people about this recently about how, like, lesbians can be really misogynistic. And I'm not saying she is, like, she's not coming off that way, but it's kind of like the way women are portrayed seeps into everyone's perception. Even, like, the quote-unquote straight girls, the way they objectified Ruby Rose when she came out. So it's kind of this thing where it's like, if you keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, you'll get the girl. You gotta fight for what you want. And it's completely not taking the girl's feelings into consideration.
Yeah, it was, I think, actually, because during that time when I did go on dates with her, it was right after my breakup in 2016. And that ex of mine literally made me change everything about myself. Like, not even in, like, a smooth, like, a quick comment that can just brush by. She would flat out say, like, I'm only attracted to girls who look like straight girls. You should wear dresses more. You should get rid of your bangs. You should do this. And she only called me beautiful, like, 4 times. So I learned my lesson from that. As soon as this Jesus thing was being pushed on me, I was like, no.
Yeah. I think that that's something I've been, like, looking back with, like, the 10 episodes I did, is, like, finding where the baggage you have from old relationships come in.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think, though, you overreacted to the whole Jesus fucking situation.
I mean, I think I didn't overreact at all to her.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I told my cat about it right after, but...
Yeah, Nugget, I'm sure, is filled with secrets about girls, huh?
Yeah, I mean, another thing is, it's not like you should get into this sport or something like that. Typically, when people do go into religion, it's when they don't have everything going for them. Mm-hmm. No billionaire who has a happy life, feels like he's a good person, donates all the time, is a loving person who feels so much fulfillment, is going to say, I need more fulfillment.
Yeah.
Let's go to church.
And I feel like, especially people who press it on other people too, I feel like it's a way, weird way of self, like,
validating.
Yeah. Especially, like, since you're Jewish.
Yeah. But the other thing is, she kept pushing the whole, it can help you find yourself, it can help you get out of a bad time. And I'm like, what makes you think I can't do that on my own? I'm doing great. You're girl number, like, 3 or 4 I've slept with so far in the period of, like, 2 weeks.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, she's not kidding, though.
Is that bad?
You can let me know if you want me to cut it out.
No, we should not slut shame. Jesus does not stand for slut shame, does he? I don't know.
No, he washed the prostitute's feet, right?
Yeah, his mom was a slut, right? Who lied.
Married.
What was... I'm sorry, God doesn't make you pregnant.
Oh.
And, like, I was a Jew also. Why do you want me to go to your religion? Jesus was a Jew. Doesn't that make me, like, a higher level than you to JC?
Yeah, you're, like, the OGs.
Yeah.
That is a good point, because she could have encouraged you to get more in touch with your roots. You know, like, I don't know, buying a menorah.
I have a menorah.
When did you get a menorah?
It's a gift from my school, because I went to a Jewish school. Every time you have your bat mitzvah during prayer, which we had every day, there's the monthly portion for those getting their bar and bat mitzvahs, and they present you with a menorah.
Is it in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, so she does not have, I almost said a yarmulke, a menorah where she lives.
You're like, this is Jewish, it must be this.
Clearly, these words all mean the same thing. Because, I mean, I guess you're going through, like, a breakup, and she, I don't even know how much it's, like, she was thinking about you during the whole thing, where it's like, oh, this could help Steph. I feel like if I knew you going through a bad time, I would be like, why don't you, like, go to this book event happening? Or, like, why don't you get involved with this activist thing with, like, homeless LGBT? Something that, like, you're passionate about that actually, like, means something to you is, like, what I feel like someone would encourage if they actually, like, were focused on you versus, like, focusing on them.
Yeah, and I already was doing that stuff, so...
And she stayed, like, gay through the whole, like, conversion, too? Like,
yeah, because she wasn't raised Christian.
Yeah.
Like, this has been a new thing for her in the past few years.
That's real interesting. Because I wasn't raised with, like, a religion. I'm, like, atheist and stuff. So to, like, go that way is really interesting.
Yeah, her parents were the same way. Like, she was born an atheist.
Oh, I hate when we lose somebody.
I'm sorry for your loss. But she took me on, like, some fun things, too. Like, we went to Descanso Gardens when they had, like, the lights going on. That was really cute.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she does sound like a good person. Like, she doesn't sound, like, bad at all.
I wonder
if you
would recognize her.
She just sounds like she has, like, I don't want to say boundary issues, but, like, I feel like she's not differentiating between what she needs and what she thinks you need.
She's really nice. Like, she always means well. I hope if she hears this, she knows I think she's an incredible, incredible person. The sex itself was not bad. Like, the physicalities, don't lose your confidence. Just the Jesus thing, you know, threw me off.
Don't bring up Jesus while you're having sex.
Unless it's like, Jesus, or something. Oh, right. No.
Yeah, something where it's like an exclamation. Oh, words are so hard.
This person. Watch her be out tonight.
I know. She'll be at the lesbian. She kind of looks familiar.
But she also kind of looks like every other lesbian.
Kind of. She looks like your typical LA lesbian. She has, like, the hipster look with, like, she doesn't have her hair cut short or shaved on any side, but the part's so far over that gives it, like, that emo, like, I listened to Paramore back when they were cool look.
Yeah, she definitely, like, carries herself as more masculine and was very old school, like, I will open and hold every door for you.
Interesting. Was she like that before the conversion?
I'd never gone on a date with her, though, before the conversion.
I know.
The JC.
After I said that, I was like, God, that's really dramatic. The conversion.
So Snap, you hear that in the podcast?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Snap just, like, broke her neck.
Yeah, I'm good.
What other questions would I ask you?
I don't know.
Well, guys, this is me not knowing when to end a podcast because I don't know what I'm doing.
Did I do an okay job?
I think so. I think it's good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
If you want me to redo it, I can.
No, I think so. I can, like, re-listen to it and edit and send it to you, and then we can, like, talk about it.
Okay.
Because this is my first time. I'll just end it off then. So, guys, this... Oh, God, that came out. I can't speak loud.
Has religion ever taken a ghosting experience on your love life? Are you haunted by Mother Mary's Holy Ghost?
That's just from my Catholic school experience.
The angel of death.
And there you have it, a Jew recounting catechism.
Yeah.
That's what they study, right?
I don't know. I remember taking a handful of crackers and getting scolded.
Wafers. Yeah, so if you have any, like, interesting religious experience on your dates, I know I had a whole Mormon girl experience that I really...
I have, too!
We'll have to have a Mormon girl episode.
Oh, please.
Because, like, that was a lot of... You guys think this, like, podcast was, like, bad choices? Mormon girl was, like, bad choices written all over it. But if you can think of anything, email them, as always, to ffgpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow Steph at LOSteph. That's like, hello, Govna, E-L-L-O, Steph. You can follow myself at Yasmin Ghasiri, Yasmin Ghasiri. Those are both Instagram and the other one.
Twitter.
Yeah, that one. I don't use it because I'm not famous. And then the podcast also has a Twitter that is 51st Ghosts, I think. One day I'll look it up and give you an actual handle. Don't forget to like, share, rate, and subscribe. Don't forget to follow Nugget as well on Instagram. It's at Nugget the Munchkin Cat. I'm not spelling that out. Those are normal English words. You guys can figure that out. Well, until the next girl, and if you're dating out there, good luck, because it's a ghost town.
Don't bring up Jesus.
And don't bring up Jesus while fucking.
Stay sexy. Don't bring up JC.